Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment in the original Western Mass-centric digital radio program. Pioneer Valley Radio, of course, is its home. It's Brad Shepherd Today, and I am he. In a vibrant celebration of Irish heritage and culture, special Irish flag-raising ceremony, inviting the entire community of Irish Americans and others to join in this festive event. Members of the public are warmly welcome to attend this occasion, and you are also extended an invitation to media representatives to cover the event, providing an opportunity to highlight the vibrant cultural diversity within the city. Here are the details. It is Friday, March 8th, from 10 a.m. at City Hall, Flag Plaza, Springfield Street in Chicopee. The City of Springfield Aquatics Department will be offering a Red Cross lifeguard training course during the month of April at Milton Bradley Elementary School, 22 Mulberry Street, Springfield, Mass. The training course is free for Springfield Public School students. Pre-registration required, space limited. And the course will run Tuesday, April 16th through Friday, April 19th, 2024, of course, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. An in-pool test will be given to all participants prior to the first day on Wednesday, April 10th at 5:30 p.m. Based on the results of the swim test, participants who pass will continue on to the full course. Attendance at and full participation in all sessions is required, and it'll cost you $175, cash or check only. And this is per person for Springfield residents, and $225 for non-city residents. All the fees have to be paid by the first day of class. Chicopee Parks and Rec Department will begin cleanup of the Fairview Cemetery, and that's going to begin the week of March 18. The Fairview Cemetery Commission and Parks Department ask that all families please remove grave decorations by Sunday, March 17. And once the cleanup begins, all remaining decorations will be removed and discarded by cemetery staff. Artificial grave ornaments, artificial flowers, enclosures of any kind, and new plantings in the ground are not allowed as they are hazardous to both visitors and workers. Holiday pots and boxes will only be allowed during the Memorial Day and holiday seasons. The Fairview Cemetery Commission and cemetery staff would also like to remind the public and families owning lots in the cemetery that planting any shrubs or other plantings in the ground is prohibited. The 4-year-old Ian Britt of Springfield was arrested on Saturday night after his gray 06 Nissan Altima was caught by a wrong-way detection alert on 91 North in Windsor. State police say Britt's car became stuck at the off-ramp when he attempted to turn around. He's been charged with a DUI and driving the wrong way down the highway. He was released on $5,000 bond and will be in Hartford Superior Court on March 15. Westfield pizza lovers are saying a fond farewell to Elm Pizza. Now, Elm Pizza has been the longest-operated pizzeria in Westfield, and it's been in WEPCO, and the property consists of two commercial storefronts and several residential apartments. Well, you're going to be missed, Elm Pizza. Dakin Humane Society has announced the reopening of its Kitten ICU Unit, Intensive Care for Kitties, scheduled for July 2024 at their location, 171 Union Street in Springfield. The unit, which contains 24 kennels, expected to be staffed by two volunteers and a staff person for each of its three daily shifts from July through October 31st. The Kitten ICU's goal is to provide critical, life-saving care to kitties facing severe health challenges, ranging from upper respiratory infections, dehydration, severe diarrhea, malnourishment, trauma, and various other complex issues. After treatment, the kittens typically progress to foster care, then adoption, made possible by the care received in the KICU.
Take out the papers and the trash, you don't get no spending cash.
Holyoke's Mayor Garcia wants your house kept clean, and he has some sweep inspections moving about to ensure this. Mayor Garcia issued a statement on Facebook saying that the city's Flex Squad is conducting neighborhood sweeps on the weekends. Owners are subject to being cited for properties that are not free and clear from trash, debris, and vegetation overgrowth, including at common areas such as adjacent sidewalks, glass strips, rights of way to the edge of the surface of the vehicular travelway of any public street, and one half of an alley. The mayor said that the city is not responsible for maintaining alleys. Alleyways are the responsibility of property owners that abut them. And he says, please be sure to work together with your neighbors to keep alleyways clean. The Better Business Bureau has warned families and high school students to watch out for spam calls claiming that they're from the College Board. According to a Better Business Bureau report, these callers would know the students' information, including their name and when and where they would be taking their SAT or ACT exam. To receive any test prep materials, they would have to pay a deposit. Now, to avoid these schemes, always be wary of unsolicited callers. Double-check with your child about all College Board-related info, and never pay someone using prepaid cards or digital wallet apps like Venmo or Cash App. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno has announced that Patrick Sullivan, longtime executive director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreational Management in Springfield, is ready to call it a career. After an illustrious career spanning over 37 years, it is with mixed emotions that Springfield announces the retirement of the executive director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management, Pat Sullivan. Pat began his dedicated service in May of 87, working under then-Mayor Richard Neal, and has since been an integral part of the city's growth and development. Mayor Sarno also announced that he has tapped his chief of staff, Tom Ash, to become the new executive director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreational Management following Sullivan's retirement. Mr. Sullivan's retirement date is April 2, 2024. Thank you, Pat, for a job well done. The Long Meadow Chamber Music Series continues on March 10, 2024, with a performance by the SCP Clarinet Quintet. The SCP Clarinet Quintet, which includes SCP and SSO Concertmaster Masako Yanagita, will perform works by Vaughan Williams, Haydn, Paul Chihara, and Bernard Herrmann. The series concludes May 12, 2024, with a performance of Johnny Appleseed. Members of the SCP and the SSO will perform Clifton J. Noble's rendition of the legendary Longmeadow figure. Tickets for the concerts, in fact, for all the concerts, general admission $25, students are $10. Well, that's a glimpse of what's going on in Western Mass. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you're with us for our next get-together right here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Until then, take care, be well. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.